You're listening to SBS News.
Adriana Urunanga has been in Australia for 7 years, and for 3 of those, she has worked at a cafe in Melbourne. But she's on a temporary visa, and life amid the COVID-19 crisis is uncertain.
Probably if I lose my job, I will have to go back home, which is Peru. I mean, I love being in this country, but it's not that we are having the best help at the moment. If things don't change, if we don't have any help from the government, you know, there's no escape. Like right now, the borders are closed. So it's not that I can even say like, oh yeah, I go back home, like I go with my family.
With the federal government announcing a $130 billion package to help those struggling, people like Ms. Urunanga will miss out. But her employer, James Murphy, has been doing what he can to ensure he can remain open and keep her and others in a job. But this isn't the case for all visa holders. Migration agents are working night and day to keep their clients informed and supported. Benji Kramer from Immigration Experts Australia says it is a complex situation to navigate through.
Visa holders or potential visa applicants are confused and unsure about what will happen next is perfectly natural, because everybody is, including migration agents and probably the people making the laws themselves. I'm advising everyone to exercise caution. Unfortunately, the department is not really known for its sympathy, and there's a lot of people that are still hopeful that there will be some measures that allow, you know, some increased flexibility in maintaining these obligations.
So what are the risk levels and who is affected? The Refugee Council of Australia is concerned temporary visa holders could be at risk of financial insecurity despite the federal government's economic package to manage COVID-19. Chief Executive Paul Power is worried temporary visa holders are vulnerable to losing their homes and could struggle to access affordable healthcare.
The coronavirus does not discriminate on the basis of people's citizenship or visa status. Anybody living in our community is potentially at risk of contracting the virus, and clearly in the interests of all of us, in the interests of public health, we must ensure that everybody within the community currently living in Australia is protected.
Meanwhile, the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia has written to Prime Minister Scott Morrison calling for the federal government to urgently extend stimulus package support to some categories of visa holders who will be left unsupported amid the coronavirus pandemic. Chief Executive Mohammed Al-Kafoud is lobbying for more government consideration.
Everything is so confusing already, so we're just trying to kind of make sense of it and make sure that you know, people aren't left behind. These people are facing prospects of losing their jobs, potentially, and it's not their fault. It's no one's fault. You know, they're doing the right thing. They've come to Australia. They've contributed to our society. They've contributed to our economy. So we just think this is a bit of an odd anomaly, regardless of their visa status.
So which categories do qualify for access to government financial support? Visitor visa holders have no access to government financial support, and the advice is to get in touch with your consular support or embassy in order to get you home safely. If you're in Australia on a studying and training visa, you will have no access to government financial support, and the advice is to seek support from your family from your home country. Family and partner visa holders should be entitled to Medicare, so your health may be covered. But there's no access to government financial support unless you have been a permanent resident for 104 weeks. That's the equivalent of 2 years. People in Australia on working and skilled visas have no access to government financial support. However, there may be case-to-case exemptions. And the government has some more key advice. You should apply for a new visa before your current visa expires. If your visa has less than 2 months of validity remaining, you can request to waive this condition. You will be given additional time to apply for a new visa once the travel restrictions are lifted. Concessions can be made on a case-to-case basis. Contact your migration agent. If you currently have a visa that expired and you are overseas, you need to apply for another visa. Bridging visas cannot be granted if you are outside Australia. If you can't access Australia's Visa Entitlement Verification online, also known as VIVO, you can still access your visa conditions online using the IMI account. Bupa Vis services and other visa medical services continue to operate in Australia. Permanent residents of Australia may return to Australia if they are currently overseas, but will be required to undertake a mandatory 14-day quarantine at designated facilities in their port of arrival. Remember, you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.